This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
As the growing season gets underway, we keep in touch with area farmers to see the progress happening in our listening area. I spoke with Macoupin County farmer Keith Strohmeyer about how the planting season is progressing on his farm.
Well, you know, it's been going real well. We've got our corn planted, and it's all up. The last we planted, now I can see down the row this morning. So our corn's all up, and we have about a third of our soybeans planted. So we're doing, you know, we're way ahead of last year, and we're finally getting some warmer temperatures now where I think things are going to start to take off for us. So, we've had a lot of rain today and overnight, but I don't turn down rain. I mean, it kind of gets frustrating when you get rained out for several days and you'd like to be in the field running, but I know my dad always told me never turn down a rain because there'd be a time where we're glad we had it, you know. So, but the way things are, we're getting along real well. Like I say, we're way ahead of last year, and if we could have four or five more days in the field, that we'll be able to wrap things up.
Well, great, and it's not hard to be ahead of where a lot of people were at last year.
No, that's right.
What's kind of your breakdown of how many corn to beans that you guys are planting? Maybe not necessarily acres, but if you had to break it down by percentage, what would you say the percentage is?
Well, you know, we were going to go a little bit stronger on soybeans, but we got in the fields early this year and it was working so well, so we're going to be about 50-50. We were going to be, you know, a little stronger on beans, but the way it's turned out now, we're going to be about 50-50 on corn and beans.
All right, great. And did you say that you guys plant a little bit of wheat too?
Yes, I got about 400 acres of wheat this year, and it was slow coming out of dormancy, but right now it's really looking good. It's in the past week or 10 days, it has really recovered and grown, and I think looks like we got a decent wheat crop coming on.
That's great. Were you guys concerned with how it was going to be after the really harsh winter that we had?
Yeah, we were. We got our wheat in kind of late last fall too, because our harvest was started later and we didn't get the beans off, and we had a lot of wheat that didn't get planted till around the 1st of November, and it just barely got started before the frost came and just didn't have much growth, and it didn't look good all winter. But like I said, the last week or 10 days, it has really come out, and I'd say it looks about as good as it could, you know.
That's great. I've heard some people say that wheat seems to have 9 lives. It's kind of hard to really kill it off, but this winter sure did give its best try.
Yeah, that's true. It went through a lot this year already, and wheat's a pretty tough crop. You can think it looks pretty poor, and then you just give a little time and it comes out, and if we don't have a lot of rain and humidity when it's blooming, I think we're going to have a pretty good wheat crop in this area.
That's great. Are there any things that are concerning you as you look forward to this growing season, especially comparing to last year's? I know a lot of farmers were concerned with weeds in their soybeans, especially as we get to those glyphosate-resistant weeds cropping up. Is there anything that's at the forefront of your mind in terms of concerns for this growing season?
Well, we were having that same problem like everybody else. We were getting resistant weeds to Roundup, and so about three years ago, we started changing a little bit and raising a little bit more non-GMO crop varieties of beans and corn, and backing off the Roundup, and that seems to be working for us. And then we're rotating and trying to use different chemicals. So I mean, it's always a challenge, you know, with this weed resistance, but like I say, we've been throwing more non-GMO varieties in there and to change up our herbicide systems a little bit and our program, and that seems to be working for us. But it's always something, it's just a challenge you have to do from year to year to see what works the best for you.
Oh yeah, and you brought up a good point that rotation is the key a lot of times.
Yeah, and I think, maybe you asked me a while ago about cover crops, I think we might see that's start more coming into play. I think cover crops might help too to control some of these tougher to kill weeds too, if we start raising a cover crop. Plus it'll help erosion and fertility, and I think it's a good thing. I think it's just something guys are going to have to take a look at and see what works best for their situation, but I think you might start seeing more cover crops coming into play.
I'd have to agree with you there. In the past couple years, I think there's been a lot more interest in cover crops and a lot of people eyeing them up more and hoping to start utilizing them.
Yeah, I agree. I think you're going to start seeing it.
Again, that was Macoupin County farmer Keith Strohmeyer. As farmers work in their fields and youth get 4-H and FFA animals ready for show, it's important to keep safety at the forefront of everyone's mind. Dwayne Schallenberg is a volunteer with the Progressive Ag Foundation and hosted a safety day for a Highland school earlier this month.
Okay, we put on a farm safety program. It's through the Progressive Ag Foundation, and we do it at Highland. We have the 6th grade class come over to the fairgrounds, and the Highland FFA, they assist. They help me put it all on, and we had about 232 students this year go through the program.
Very good. And what are some of the main highlights that you try to get across to the kids when it comes to farm safety?
Well, we have 10 different stations. One of them's first aid, so we have the Highland EMTs come out, and they do a first aid program. The kids make first aid kits. They learn just basic what to do in case there's an accident. And then we have animal awareness, like we have one guy that teaches about the raccoons and the dangers of snakes and all this kind of stuff. We have chemical lookalikes where we have jars, and the care instructor demonstrates how Kool-Aid looks like antifreeze and oil and molasses and all this stuff. And then we have a PTO demonstration where we have a dummy tied to a power takeoff that actually shows how fast somebody could get wrapped up in a power takeoff. We do a grain safety, we have a gun safety, we have a ranger comes out, he demonstrates how to unload guns, how to be safe around guns. We have a farm equipment safety, which there's a resident in the area that had his foot taken off with a silage chopper. He's one of our speakers, and then we also have a young gentleman, his dad was run over by a tractor, so he speaks on farm safety. And we have a lawnmower safety, and I think there's 10 of them all together. I think that's most of the, and there's a water safety. That's basically the ones that we do.
Well, it sounds like you're covering all of the bases there. Now, why do you decide to have it at the beginning of May generally?
That's the end of school. The kids, that's when they usually take their field trips. We've been fortunate enough. The Highland Elementary, they walk across the street, the fairgrounds are there, so it's real convenient to have it that time of year, and it's the end of school, and it's a good time to get all the kids together. If we tried it in the summer, we wouldn't have any idea of how many students would show up or anything like that.
So. And I'm sure this is a great way to, you know, make sure that kids are safe when they go home and probably work on farms over the summer with 4-H animals and everything.
Right, and there's out of the 230, I think we had, there was over 160 of them that don't even live on farms. They have no idea, you know, the dangers that's on the farm. So we're educating the city folks on the dangers that's out there and trying to make it safer for the kids that are around the farm. So it's a good program all the way around.
Very good. It does sound very nice. And you said that you've been doing this for a few years?
Yes, I got started with Progressive Ag 11 years ago, and I think I've had about 27 students go through the program. The program's evolved from 5 people with a brainchild idea back, and it happened with a few accidents where one got run over by a tractor and one got suffocated in grain. And since the program, it started out with 17 programs across the United States. And to the day, we have 470, and we've now, this past year, the program has went into South America, so they're putting it on in Buenos Aires, and they're teaching the kids down there farm safety. Since we have so many corporates, fungi, ADM, and different ones that are in, you know, down south America now, that they're even putting on the programs down there. So the program's really expanded. We've had over, this morning they have a count, 1,240,000 students have went through the.
Wow, that sounds like it's really reaching out to a lot of people, very much so doing its job.
It is, and there's like I said, there's five people that they're the brains of the outfit, and then the rest of us, there's 430 volunteers like myself that put these programs on all across from Canada to the Virgin Islands, South America now, and it's really grown. It's successful. We have sponsors, the big sponsors, that are contributing over $1 million a year to put the program on. So it's really grown since the 11, 12 years that I've been with them.
Excellent. Sounds great. And with your years of being in it, how effective do you think this is?
I think it's helped a lot. You know, I've had older students come back and say, oh, we did this and, you know, avoided an accident. And one thing, 2 years ago up there in Litchfield, there was a bus accident. There was a field trip with some of the students that went through there, and it happened just north of Litchfield up there. And I had teachers come back a couple years later saying that, you know, the students, there was arch helicopters there, there was firemen there, there was ambulances, and how calm the kids stayed. They said that going through the program, they thought that it helped, that the kids didn't panic and they kept their cool and everything, so, and didn't have any more injuries. I think it's making a difference.
Well, good, good. And if you had one main safety message just to air out to everyone in the listening area, what would it be?
Just use your common sense and be safe. You know, don't get in a hurry. Take your time. It's not worth it in the end. And just have a great summer.
Again, that was Dwayne Schellenberg with the Progressive Ag Foundation, reminding everyone to stay safe this season. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.